Welcome to PelviBiz Podcast. I'm Dr. Kelly Alhui. I have grown and established brick and mortar practice in Northern Virginia called Ortho Pelvic Physical Therapy, and also founded PelviBiz, which is an online business consulting company that helps healthcare providers make more money and be healthy while doing it, especially in the pelvic health realm. Let's get into today's episode. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindset. Now, most of us really think we do not have an issue with the money mindset. However, most of us actually do, about 99% of us, whether or not we think it or not. So today, really gonna kind of hit on different beliefs that people have that I kind of want to talk through maybe why we have it, why we think that way, and go from there. So from here, what we're gonna talk about is how to not feel like a used car salesman. So for those that are listening right now, who feels like a used car salesman? Probably most of us. And this is the number one thing I would say to remember to not feel like that. To not feel like a used car salesman, you have to think of this, not that you're trying to sell someone to buy something. I'm really not trying to just sell a product or sell myself to someone. I'm really trying to get them to see that I'm providing massive value to them because I'm solving the biggest problem in their life. Also remember this, their biggest problem may not be your biggest problem. So you have to watch out and say, well, to yourself, well, I don't know if I couldn't afford that because I would never pay $200 a visit for my health, then why would they? So be mindful of that mindset. Are you actually telling yourself that? That's the first question I would ask. Would you pay $200 a visit to take care of your health? The answer for me is 100% heck yes, especially if you told me how you're going to actually solve my problem. That's massive. If you're like, yeah, just give me your $200, I'll help you. Well, I don't know. I'm a little unsure now because you haven't told me how you're truly going to actually help me. So this is why it's important before you mention the price to show people how they're going to go from here to here. I think that's really important. Let's see here. What else do I have to say? Also showing people that they need to be consistent and they need to be committed. When people pay, when they pay money, they are more consistent and they're more committed, which means ultimately we have better outcomes. So I think that's very important when it comes to the price point and getting people to pay us money. There's two price points here. You could be the Walmart or you could be the, I always say Louis Vuitton. Sometimes people are like, really, Kelly? But yes, I always like to be the Louis Vuitton where I have less people in my world, but I have the people that truly actually want help. I do not want to be the Walmart. The Walmart is the insurance company. They're like, hey, let me just grab every single person here. Let me get them in the door. But the outcomes that they get are going to be significantly less than the ones that are hanging out with me. It's not because I'm special. It's because people pay for what they want. And then they're also going to put in the work. So I think that's important. Also this, when you're booking patients out, this is another issue I think a lot of us tend to have. Like, oh my God, I got to book this patient out. And if I really start doing the math, and that's 200 plus 200 plus 200, oh my gosh, they're going to be spending $2,600 with me. Yes. So do not be fearful of trying to book someone out. You have to say, if I don't, here's the mindset shift. If I don't book them out, then I can't help them. So if they come into your office, they're only seen one time because you're like, oh my God, I'm just scared to ask if they could be booked out. Like I'm really scared. Then you're not going to help them. You can't help them in one session. But if you're able to get to show them the path and then be able to say, hey, Sally, I need you here to be consistent throughout this many weeks. Okay. You're not only going to get paid for your time, but you're also going to have the best freaking outcomes that you're going to feel so amazing about yourself because you actually helped achieve this person to go back to running a marathon without difficulty. Like it's an epic feeling to feel. So I know on the front end, most of us are so scared to be like, oh my God, I'm taking your money. I'm taking your money. Well, here's the thing about taking money. Another mindset shift. I'm not taking anyone's money. I am getting paid for an outcome that I'm providing that provides the max benefit to their life. Meaning, if they had chronic pelvic pain and they can't move from their couch, especially during their menstrual cycle, okay, this is most of our patients, guys, and I provide an outcome that allows them to get off the couch and actually do things during their menstrual cycle, that's 5 days a month, potentially, right, out of their life that they could actually go to work and work. That's 5 days a month that they could actually go and have their spirits lifted by hanging out with a friend. You know how valuable that is? That's massively valuable. So when you're talking about, wow, I'm taking their money, I need you to reframe that no, I'm actually solving a massive problem for them. And I am truly the best one that can solve that problem because I know I have the best outcomes that this person needs compared to anyone else around, compared to the insurance place, compared to this. Also, I think what's helpful too, if you guys study your competitors, like I know what the hospital system does around me. They provide ultrasound to their pelvic floor and say, hey, look, go look at this thing. But the patient can't even get off the table and understand what's recognizing with their pelvic floor because they're so used to the therapist just holding the ultrasound on their pelvic floor and watching on the screen what happens. That's not what we do in my office. We've got to make sure that you understand when you get off this table and through all the functional activities, do you know what's happening to your body? And we're going to make sure that you know how to do that without a machine, without us, all the different things so that you can function in your daily life. So I think that's huge. The next thing is you should really enjoy talking about your product, aka your company, a service that you're providing, your online product. Like you should enjoy it. And if you find that you are not enjoying it and the fact that you're like, oh, I'm really scared to say about my product right here. I'm really scared to even like kind of pitch it. That tells me there's something wrong with your product, that you don't have belief in your offer or your product. And I need you to absolutely love and be diehard for your product so that you say, I don't care who freaking gets this, it's gonna work for them. And if you need a confidence boost in that, literally ask three of your friends and be like, hey, can you guys test this for me and just see, and then give me feedback on if it worked for you or not? And then you're going to blast all that out to everyone. And then it's going to be even more of a hit because people are like, oh, yeah, my God, this works. This is amazing, blah, blah. And that's only going to build your confidence to be like, yes, I know this product works for every single person that puts it in their hands. So believe in your product and always want to talk about it. Okay. The next thing I get a lot is, how much do I charge, Kelly? Like, I mean, I can't even fathom charging anything above 200. There's no way. Here's the thing. You have to look at this like, let me also give this example. CrossFit gym versus Crunch Fitness. CrossFit gym charges what? Probably $200 a month. Crunch Fitness, I think they charge $10 to $15 a month. They're two separate clientele. Crunch Fitness is relying on us to basically just keep paying them, but never ever go to their gym. That is seriously their model. Their model is, let's have a low subscription so that people don't even realize it's coming out of their account, and let's just keep charging these people. And they don't care about the outcomes. The CrossFit gym that charges $200 a month, they massively care about the outcomes. And so that's why they're building a community around it. That's why they're working out the way they do, right? They care about the outcomes. The people that go to the CrossFit gyms are the ones that are serious about getting fit and getting back to whatever they're doing. If you just compare in general, the way CrossFitters look versus a Crunch Fitness person, and I get looks are not everything, I get that, okay? But I'm just saying in general, if you're looking at the CrossFitters, and if I'm very generalizing versus the non-CrossFit or Crunch people, there is going to be a competitive difference. And those people are more serious. So you've got to, basically what I'm trying to say is You've got to make sure that you are charging the amount that you want to charge so that you attract the right people. If you charge $100, you are not attracting the right people. They will not be the right people for your world, and you're going to get frustrated because they will drop off and go bye-bye, and you're like, what am I doing wrong? It's not you, it's the price point. And let me tell you this too, I've treated people, or I've worked with people, pelvic health providers in, you know, very small town Texas, small town Washington, and big cities, every which way, and we all should be over 200. I truly believe that, okay? And another thing here is, please don't charge 90 minutes for an eval. Please don't do that. Everything should be the same. Keep it 60 minutes. There's no confusion. There's nothing that's one product's over another one. No services over another one. Everything is the same, so there's less confusion and people know that's what I want, that's what I need, and this is how I'm going to get it. Okay? So keep everything the same. Do not shift eval one price and follow up the next. We're confusing everyone. I want us to talk about how to overcome the poor money mindset. Okay? The biggest thing here is the first thing you have to get over is the poor money mindset. Well, I can't afford that. That's what they're going to say. Well, I can't afford that. So how can this patient afford this? Like, that's what you're going to ask yourself. How can they afford it? If we aren't able to point out that we have the problem, they won't see the value in paying that $2,000+ price point. So you have to point out that they have a problem, if not multiple problems. And also, instead of thinking that way, think, if I don't help this patient right now, this patient, not only it's going to cost them over $2,000 down the road, because if we truly break this down, let's just say she didn't come and see me, okay, this person, they're going to go after, if they, you know, say, screw you, I'm not coming to see you, they're going to go to the urologist, they're going to go to the gynecologist, they're probably going to see a naturopath doctor, they're probably going to see their NP, they're probably going to see their primary care. If you think about how many doctor's appointments and then how many copays that is, you start adding that up, it's going to be way more time, way more frustration, and way more effort on their part to try to get their problem solved. And reality is, we know that most OBGYNs have no clue on the musculoskeletal system and even the urologist. So we know the problem is still not going to get solved. And they're going to be spending over $2,000 just to go and see these people. Again, clearly depending on their insurance, but still. So you have to point that out, that yes, it seems like, okay, it's $2,000. Wow, would I really spend that? Yes, I would 100% spend that if that gave me time back, if that saved me from frustration, if it truly actually solved my problem, I'll pay whatever amount of money. I will 100% pay whatever amount of money. People also think this, more money, more problems. So I'm gonna have a sliding scale, and I'm only gonna treat the individuals that have no income. That's amazing that you wanna do that. But how are you going to treat those people that have no income if you have no income? So for those people, I say, find something that actually gives you an income, and then you can, after the fact, create the product or whatever that serves the people that don't have an income. But you have got to have an income first before you start serving those people. Otherwise, you won't have a business and it won't sustain, and you and those people will not get served. Here's another thing. You've got to have an investment mindset. Most people think, if I buy something, I'm just thinking about coaching, right? So if you buy a coaching program, you invest in it, okay? And let's say I buy a coaching program, I invest in it. And I say to myself, oh my gosh, I'm paying $2,000 for this program or $3,000 for this program. How am I going to be able to afford this? That mindset right there is not the right mindset to be in. It's, if I invest $2,000 or $3,000 into a program, then I should be getting back $6,000 to $7,000 to $8,000 from that program. So it's an investment mindset rather than, oh my gosh, they're taking from me, they're taking my money. No, you're investing it to then get to the next level, quicker, easier path, less headaches, all the different things, right? So it's a mindset shift. Very successful people think of things that way. They never think of it as an expense. Most of y'all think of things as an expense. Oh my gosh, I hire an employee, I have to pay them. That's an expense. Versus if you hire an employee to say, hey, no, they're actually gonna help treat these patients amazingly, we're gonna get the best outcomes, and they're also gonna help the company out. That's an investment mindset. So you have to look at everything as, if I invest here, what return is that going to give the company or yourself or whoever? So you gotta watch your subconscious belief of, oh my gosh, more money, more problems. So just notice that and think about, well, why do I believe that? And is there any facts to more money, more problems? Is that actually really true? I actually find more money, less problems, to be honest. More money, less problems. Let's see here. Here's another belief. The more people I have, the more I'm responsible for all their happiness. Ooh, that's a big one. The more people I have, the more responsible I am for all their happiness. This isn't true, I said. The best thing you can do is keep an open communication with your staff and better understanding on what drives them. You're responsible for leading the group, but they're responsible for their own happiness. You can't keep dragging the sandbag behind you. If they aren't happy, you have to let your staff go. It's massively important. So it's just another mindset shift there that you can help people to be able to create value and to be able to build a business. But if they're not willing to get on the train and believe in the mission, you got to let them go. I think that's another important growing lesson for mindset. Here's another one. I even had this belief. I can tell you that. If I make more money, I'm going to have to work harder and longer. And how can I do that? Because I don't even have time for that. And I can tell you this. This might be true at first. However, as time goes on, because when you're first doing this, you're just in the hustle phase. But as time goes on, you are building systems on top of systems on top of systems. These systems should make things more efficient for you based on anyone and everyone that works in the company. And the system should be able to take over for every single thing that you use to run back in the clinic and do. Instead, you refer to the system, and the system then can work around the clock without you having to feel so tired. So at first, that may be true that, hey, I got to work harder. Yeah, you got to work harder. But after some time, 6 months to a year, you really should be saying, how can I do this in a more efficient manner with less of my time, but you're still getting paid the same amount of money or even more? And that's okay to make money. Here's my last thing to this. It's okay to make money. People think if you make money, you're like the devil, and that you're taking from everyone, and how dare you take anyone's money. The only reason why you get paid and take people's money is because you're providing massive value. Otherwise, no one would allow you to take their money. So for those millionaires and billionaires out there, the reason why they're actually the most giving people on this planet. They're not the devils. I promise you they're not the devils. They're the people that see the gaps, that see the problems. They solve people's problems that are big problems, which is why they actually get paid for solving them. Because they're big problems that no one else is willing to solve. So they actually should get paid. So please, after this podcast, think about, how are you looking at money? And let's talk about money more. I think it's important to talk about money more. It's important to be okay with making money. It's important to pay yourself the money that you deserve. I think as pelvic health providers, a lot of us don't nearly pay ourselves what we should be paying. Most business owners I know are paying more to their employees than actually to themselves. But the business owner is taking on all the risk and the employees are just maybe seeing, you know, 3 to 4 patients a day and still getting paid a full salary. That's not okay. So as the business owner, you've got to take ownership of this. And if you have a poor money mindset, we've got to correct it. And you've got to think, where is this coming from? For me, I grew up very poor. We never even talked about money. I didn't even know how to use a business bank account. I knew nothing about that until 4 years ago, like literally. And I'm almost 40. Like, that's crazy. Money wasn't talked about. I had to learn this stuff. I had to learn how to invest and that investment's okay. I had to learn that making money is okay. I had to learn to say it's okay to talk about money. It's okay to have profit in your business. It's okay because you have to have profit to actually have a business. If you have no profit every single month, you do not have a business because the business cannot sustain itself. You have to have profit. So then you take that money and then you invest it back into an employee. You invest it back into buying an office. You invest it back into getting crayons for your clinic. I don't know, whatever it is, right? So you're not actually taking the money. You're actually reinvesting and say, hey, how can I progress things with this profit? So I think this is a massive conversation, especially in the healthcare world, that we have to keep talking about is continuously, how can we build each other up and not think that money is the evil or that we're the salesperson, we're actually solving big problems, believe in ourselves, we deserve to get paid what we get paid, and let's keep moving on. So hopefully this changed your mind about money, and please charge over $200 a session. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to live the life of your dreams? If so, make sure you book a call with me so that we can help solve one problem. Thanks so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, and comment below so that we can continue to make more content and give you the best of the best.